Praise the Lord. Can we say it again? Praise God. Love. We used to sing this to kids. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, what happened? Love lifted me. And for God so loved the world, he gave. Thank you. And this is how we win. This is how we draw. Because the word of God tells us, with loving kindness have I what? Drawn thee. And love never fails. You can't overcome love. Everything in the kingdom of God works by love. Hallelujah. We are born of love. It's shed abroad in our hearts. And God wants us, thank you, to get a revelation of how much he loves us. Amen. I mean, we should get just a glimpse. Thank you, Ms. Lorraine, for that powerful word. But we should just think about it. You got most of us in here, not all of us, but most of us have children or grandchildren. And you have several. He had only one son. How many? One. Now, which one would you pick out and give up? You have some left. He didn't even have one. He gave his only. And you, for a bunch of heathen. But he saw beyond our heathenness, our darkness. He saw beyond that. And he gave his only son. Those people that she was talking about, and we all been talking about, that's out there. God see beyond that darkness that's holding them. Love shines the light. Love penetrates that cold heart. Love bring God on the scene. Not only does it bring him on the scene, but it's powerful enough to move stuff out the way that's holding a person in bondage to bring them sweet, precious Jesus to deliver, save, and make them his own. And this is what this is all about. Amen. Thank you so much for that powerful word. Love, the love of God. Amen. And you could talk on that for days and days and weeks and months and months. And I still never touch it because God is far bigger than this earth, this universe. He's so vast. He's so far out there. Yet he created you and me to be like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, do the love thing. Do the, you know, you have a choice. And you're born to love. I mean, you, before you fly off, just do a check. So wait a minute, now which way I want to go? And you pull up to the stop sign, just holds. You're either going to have to go to the right or the left. If the road don't continue, you know, you come to a crossroad, a T, you got to go one way or the other. When you run into that road, if I turn left, I'll be cussing and fussing. Now which one am I going to do? Am I going to turn right and praise and worship and thank God and glorify him? I mean, you're at the stop sign. What you going to do? Are you just going to take off and run in the ditch? Hallelujah. No, we are going to do it God's way. Love never fails. Amen. And listen. That the Lord told us Satan won't quit. You have to stop him. He won't quit. He'll keep on with his twisting, sneaky, conniving stuff and ways. As he try to sneak in, you got to recognize him and stop him. Just tell Kobe, down the road, buddy, you ain't coming here. I didn't invite you. I'm not welcoming you, and I'm not accepting you. I have no room to house you. And I'm not going to put up with you. And that's just it, period. How can you say that? Because of the blood, because of what Jesus did and who I am. And I belong to God. God is my Father and not you. Amen? Amen. So stop doing the fear thing. Work on yourself. Get that fear out the way if you got to deal with that, being afraid. Amen. She just quoted scripture and been said, you heard it many times. God said, well, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, I'm with you. How long? Always. Even what? Then he said, he just tell us. Then he said, if I be for you, who? Huh? Who? Real funny, and then I'll make a statement.